You're listening to Archer Radio. This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, December 28th, 2005. And I know I didn't have... Well, I'm recording this on Wednesday. You're hearing it on Thursday. I didn't have a show for Wednesday because I was just too busy doing things. But you have a show today, so lucky you. And it seems like a lot of queercasters have not been posting this week. I guess because of the holidays and all. Let me move this microphone a little closer. I did have a few things that I was going to tell you about today. Basically, my typical podcast where I just tell you what the hell I did, but, you know, that's the way it goes. I told you on Monday, I think it was Monday, that I was having a photo shoot with my artist friend Bob. Well, we did, and we had a really good photo shoot, and I will post a sample picture on the website so you can check it out. Let's just say that this model was nicely endowed. He was a very nice guy in college, trying to earn a little bit of money to just offset college expenses. Really easy to work with, took direction well. Really good experience for him and for me and for Bob as well. I took like 200 photos or something like that, and definitely plan to use some of them in artwork because they just came out really well, and he was a good model. So I did that on Tuesday, and so that was actually most of the day. And I get so tired after that, but I did take a nap in the afternoon, and then in the evening of course, you remember David of Dating with David. Well, he called me and asked if I wanted to go to dinner with him because we haven't gotten together for quite a while. And we made plans to get together on Tuesday evening for dinner. So he came over and picked me up in his brand new Acura TL sports car. He's got, that's such a sweet car. It's got everything on it and 6-speed, 270 horsepower. It's very nice. And navigation system too. I may have mentioned that before, I don't know. But anyway, so he came over and picked me up, and we went to Lido's Pizza. I don't know if they have Lido's all over the country, but we have them here. And I had the Meat Lover's Pizza, and I really shouldn't have because it gave me the worst indigestion. And I'm not supposed to be getting indigestion because of I'm on this Pepcid, generic Pepcid for my stomach issues. But I did. I ended up getting the worst indigestion, so I took an extra one of my pills, and I don't know if I'm supposed to do that or not either. But I had a hard time sleeping on Tuesday night because of it. But catching up with Dave was very nice. We haven't gotten together for quite a while. Even though he's come over to the boyfriend's house for a couple dinner parties and stuff, it's hard to talk and have a good conversation with a good friend unless you're just with them. So we had a really nice conversation. We talked about a lot of things, caught up on his holidays and what's going on in his life. And for those of you who followed Dating with David there for a while, there's really no update. He's working so hard that there's just nothing going on. But so we enjoyed dinner, and then we came back over to my house, and I asked him if he wanted to do a podcast, and he said no. So I don't think he wanted to have to give an update for Dating with David because there's just no update. So we probably wouldn't know what to talk about. So we did not do a podcast, but we talked about all kinds of stuff, about my artwork on eBay, about his job, about just all kinds of stuff. It was really good catching up with him. And it's one thing that's good about David is that I think I've talked about this before. When I'm dating somebody, generally David isn't dating somebody. And he understands how much time it takes and to develop a relationship, so he doesn't get too upset about me spending so much time with the boyfriend. But he still thinks that you know, you have to make time for your friends, and I completely agree. But it's so hard because I only see the boyfriend on the weekends, and then the time that I would see, would be able to get together with David would be on the weekend. So it's kind of tough to do, you know, to do that, but you have to make time for it. So it was really good that we were able to get together over the holidays and catch up and find out what's going on in each other's lives and stuff. Because, that's actually what the point I was trying to make was that no matter how much time goes by between the times David and I see each other, we always do kind of get back to where we were before, and it's like there's no time has passed. So that's what a good friend he is. So, and I appreciate that. And you know, I've talked about this before too, that I'm a terrible friend. I don't call anybody. I hardly ever email. That's why I probably only have two friends. But anyway, it was really good catching up with David. And for Beth, there's no update for dating with David, so sorry about that. And then I had to go to bed relatively early on Tuesday night because I got up this morning, because as I said before, today's Wednesday, and you're hearing it on Thursday, but I got up at the crack of dawn to drive down to the northern neck of Virginia to do some artwork with my friend Bob, because he's got the art studios and stuff, and all the materials and things to do the artwork, so it's about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive down to his house. So I left at like 7:30 in the morning, and there wasn't too much traffic going down there. But you have to travel down 95 South. I don't know if any people who are on the East Coast know about 95 South. It goes from like, I don't know, Maine all the way down to Florida or something like that. And in the Mid-Atlantic region, the traffic is horrendous on 95 South. But I guess I must have hit it at the right time, because the traffic wasn't too bad at all. So I got to his house and talked with his wife, because she's a teacher as well, so we were catching up on school stuff. And then we got busy doing artwork, and the main reason I go to his place to do the artwork is because he's got the heat press that I need to do the transfer process of the photographs. And because I've tried to do it on my own, and it just doesn't work the same, the heat press is the perfect piece of equipment, but it costs like $700, and I'm not going to buy one of those unless I start making some money on this artwork. But anyway, so we kind of worked in the same area. He was doing some gel transfer process with his artwork, and I was working on these. We were talking about art the whole time and eBay and all kinds of stuff, and it was fun. I hadn't worked with him since probably the summertime, so, or maybe it was the fall. I don't remember, but it was fun. We had a good time. And I got to complete 44 pieces of artwork, so that's gonna hold me over for quite a while. And I think they're beautiful. I did a little bit different process this time. They're clearer. So anyway, I think they turned out really nicely. So I have that done. And then Bob and I went to lunch in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is probably a good 30 minutes from his house, and it's basically on my way home. So I followed him, and we went to lunch, and I made the mistake of eating some, I call it spicy, but everybody else would say it would be bland, but it was lasagna, and it, again, tore up my stomach, and I've had indigestion all afternoon, evening, because it's now it's like 8:30, and I'm still feeling this indigestion, and we ate lunch at like 1 o'clock, so I'm not pleased with that. I maybe this Pepcid is just not working. I don't know what, but I have to tell the doctor next time I go that I'm still getting this indigestion even with taking the Pepcid. So anyway, that's not the point of this. So I was talking about going to lunch, and after lunch we went to the art gallery where he currently has a show going, and because the art gallery is in Fredericksburg. It's actually in the beautiful part of Old Town Fredericksburg, where they have like all these old buildings and cute little shops that are in the buildings and stuff. So he showed me, we went to the art gallery, and he showed me all of his pieces of work, and usually I see his work unframed, but these were all of course framed, and they were absolutely beautiful. I can't tell you, I mean, it would be too hard to describe on a podcast. That's something that you have to see. And of course I always keep referring the listeners to his eBay site, but you know what, even the pictures that he has on eBay just do not do the pieces of work justice, because they're absolutely beautiful. And while he was here yesterday for our photo shoot, he gave me a piece of artwork that he had created for Christmas. That was nice of him. And it happened to be of my boyfriend. And so it's beautiful. And I was able to put it into a frame and displaying it in my living room. It's I really appreciate that, Bob. That's nice of you if you're listening to this. Although I know you're not listening to this because you have dial-up. But anyway, it was very nice. And all the artwork he's got at this gallery, it's not necessarily a gay... Actually, it's not a gay gallery. So he's got mixed work there, like females and males. So that was kind of interesting because usually I just see his male work, but he has lots of female work there. And he's really good friends with the owner, I believe, so because they were talking and stuff. Then there was this kind of cute guy there who I guess works the gallery, and he was, you know, in good shape and nice hair, nice look. I don't know how old he is, though. That was hard to determine, but I just was kind of blunt and just said, do you pose? He said, no, I don't think so. I'm too skinny, scrawny. I'm like, well, some people like that. So, no, I was just teasing with him because Bob was explaining that I was a photographer slash artist as well. And that, well, he was teasing me by saying that my artwork was outselling his on eBay. And I don't know about that, but that's an issue coming up soon. But so we had a really nice time at the gallery talking to art with these, with the gallery owner and this other guy that was there. So that was fun, and plus seeing Bob's work was really cool too. And then we kind of walked around the downtown Fredericksburg area and looking at the shops and stuff, and it reminded me of Old Town Alexandria. I don't know if anybody is familiar with that, but Alexandria, Virginia, there's an Old Town section where they have the same kind of old buildings and stuff. So that reminded me of that. And I took a couple of pictures, but nothing that I would want to post or anything, so I won't post a picture. But then it was like 2:30, and I said, I got to get going because the traffic is going to be horrendous going home. I know people are probably thinking, 2:30? Nobody's on the road at 2:30, but let me tell you, it took me... Fredericksburg is about 50 miles from where I live. So if you average drive 60 miles an hour, you take about 50 minutes to get there. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get home. The traffic is just... And the thing is, the traffic going south on 95 on the other side of the road, because I was going north, oh my God, it was like bumper to bumper. So anyway, I left and got home about an hour and 20 minutes later, and it wasn't too bad. And since I've gotten home, I've been working on the artwork, cutting the correct sizes on the artwork and stuff. So Bob lives in a beautiful area, and I wish I was able to go down there more often, because there was lots of things I would love to take photographs of, but... Every time I go down there, we have, you know, other purposes and other things to do, and I never get a chance to just, you know, shoot photographs. I did take my camera with me, but I didn't take very many pictures at all, so maybe next time, or maybe another time I'll just plan to go down and visit and do that. But speaking of the artwork, I know some of you are probably sick of hearing about my artwork, but you know what? That's stuff that's going on in my life, so I'm going to talk about it. I mentioned that when we were at the art gallery, Bob was teasing with me by telling me that my artwork was outselling his on eBay. Well, we had a good discussion today about me starting my own eBay page, and so I think I'm going to do that. There's some details I have to work out before I can actually post some work, but, you know, like setting up a PayPal account and getting the name and, you know, it seems like there's a million little details you have to remember, but I'll get it all worked out eventually. I'm hoping to get it done by the end of January and having something up. But Bob also suggested that maybe I want to do a website that's just for my artwork, because, you know, I have the podcast, I have the wine thing, I have my regular blog, and he was thinking that maybe I should do a website just for the artwork. So that's something I'm going to think about too. And I was thinking about calling it Art by Archer. Something like that, because I know that no one will have... Well, maybe after I get off this recording, I will look up the domain name, make sure nobody has it, but I'm sure nobody does, especially the way I spell Archer with two R's at the end. So that's something I'm definitely thinking about and, you know, seriously considering. But I don't know if I want to get into... Because this is really just a hobby for me, so I don't really want to make it a business venture, because I know I won't make very much money. I just want to... Basically, I just want to make enough money to... pay for the materials that you need to do artwork, like the printer supplies and paper and stuff like that, and the posting on eBay, because that costs money too. But so I'm thinking about that now. This is show 145, and I was kind of hoping to get to show 150 before the end of the year 2005, but that's just not going to happen, because today's the 28th, and And just for your information, this is the last show of 2005. I will not be posting another show until probably Monday, January 2nd, because I'm just not going to have time. The boyfriend is coming home tomorrow, well, today, because you're listening to this on Thursday. That whole time shift thing is so confusing sometimes, but so he's coming home tonight, Thursday night, and I have to pick him up from the airport, and then basically I'm going to spend the weekend with him because I haven't seen him since, you know, well before Christmas, so I haven't seen him since, I guess it's December 18th, so 10 days so far I haven't seen him. And I am really missing him. He's really missing me. We've been emailing every day, and we've talked on the phone a couple times, and just totally missing each other. So I'm going to pick him up from the airport and take him home and ravage him. But and then we do have plans for the weekend, because he's going to have a New Year's Eve gathering, I should say. Not really a dinner party or an official party, but he's just going to have, like, nibbles and wine, and people are going to drop in, you know, throughout the night, and because people always have lots of parties to go to on New Year's, so he just makes his as a time people can just drop in and say hello and stuff. So I think he's got like 12, 15 people planning to drop by. So we have that to do, and then we're going to be doing just some other things. Actually, I'm really not sure what all we're going to do, but I'm sure we'll have lots of time together during that time. So the point of this was just to tell you that this is the last show of 2005, and I hope that for those of you who are going to be going out partying on New Year's, that you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever, and that you are responsible. Of course, I know you will be. I don't need to tell you that. But I just want to wish you a happy New Year, and hopefully 2006 will be a hell of a lot better than 2005. Although I must say that my 2005 wasn't as bad as 2004. And simply because of the boyfriend. Having him in my life has made 2005 bearable. So, yeah. That's pretty much all I have. I know this is a short show, but there's just not a whole lot to talk about. And I don't have any guests to get on the show or anything. But you know what I should do? Let's check out Skype and see if there's anybody on Skype. I have to go to the right place now. Yeah, there we go. Let's start up Skype and see if there's anybody on Skype. Because, you know, my plans were for this holiday was to record a lot of shows ahead of time. But I just had too many other things going. And my day tomorrow is going to be absolutely filled. I've got a million errands to run. I'm going to take the computer to the eBay store and have them sell it for me. I have to return my phone to get a credit, and I've just got so many things to do. So, well, let's see, I got on Skype, and there's our conservative friend David, and the guy who does a Shanty No Lemon or something like that. I think it is. I used to listen to him, but I haven't been listening to their show lately. But they posted some videos, and I was watching those videos, and that one guy's kind of cute. I can't think of who he is, because they don't really tell you who their names are. But he's in the away mode, I guess. So, well, I guess we'll just get off of here and just finish the show. I do want to thank you all for those of you who have left comments. I should go to the website and see, because I did get a comment today from Bert about the podcast, and I had two glasses of wine. Well, that was to be the last one. And he says, LOL, you are so funny, Archer. Two glasses of white wine and you sounded kind of sloshy. Did you drink those on an empty stomach? Actually, no, I wasn't hungry. I mean, I didn't have an empty stomach. And he says, too cute. It's just, I guess that wine just went to my head really fast. I don't know why. And then Beth left a comment saying, you are lucky you included handy women, mister. I am very handy, as all my friends call me Beth the Builder. Have you looked at Pottery Barn for your wine rack? No, but I need to do that. We have a Pottery Barn around us. So thank you, Beth. I will check out the Pottery Barn. And thank you, Bert, for your comments. And then on the Christmas review show, which was Monday, Beth also... Oh, did I already... I already mentioned that one. Anyway, Beth is a great commenter. Thank you, Beth. You know who I haven't heard from lately is Peter. But you know what? Now I know why. He went home to his house for the holiday vacation, so he's probably not able to listen to podcasts. So anyway, yeah. All right, time to stop. I hope you all have a wonderful new year. Be safe and be happy. And the next time you hear me, it will be 2006. God, again, I hope it's a better year than 2005. So, boys and girls, until the new year, or how do I say it? Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.